Well, hello. Welcome to another Sunny Day Devo. It's time to take a few minutes and savor the silver lining. Well, you know what today is? Yep. Today is St. Patrick's Day. It's the day when everybody wears green and thinks about leprechauns and luck and all those kind of things. So, some years ago, I wrote a poem on luck, being lucky, and my viewpoint on being lucky. So, page one, A Time for Rhyme. The poem is entitled, Lucky? Question mark. Trust in luck? Are you kidding? Do you think that I'm a schmuck? Only God can bring us blessings, not some random pagan luck. Don't bring me four-leaf clovers. Hang a horseshoe on the wall? A severed rabbit's foot charm? How could that bring help at all? Black cats just don't concern me. Broken mirrors, should they fall? Passing neath an open ladder, I'm not worried, not at all. Hard work and lots of prayer time. I'm on my knees at dawn. The Lord and I are partners. That is what I count upon. My Father has it covered. He sends all that I need. I'm swimming in His blessings. Am I lucky? No, indeed. Our passage today comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 2 through 4, and it reads from the NIV, I beg you that when I come, I may not have to be as bold as I expect to be towards some people who think that we live by the standards of this world. That's lucky. For though we live in the world, we do not wage war as the world does. The weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power. Divine power. Did you notice that? Divine power to demolish strongholds. Got three suggestions with this idea of conquering the pagan luck concept in our world. Number one, stop saying you're lucky and start saying you're blessed. Every time you say you're lucky, it attributes God's blessings to some kind of a random event instead of giving God the glory and giving God the praise. And so start saying you're blessed. I promise you, if you'll do that, you're going to find that some folks are going to ask you, why are you say it that way? And it's going to be a perfect opportunity for you to share the gospel message with your friends. Number two, stop thinking of life as random chance. According to our passage in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, God is the one who provides us with the power, the divine power to move, to navigate these troubled waters and to eventually even to come home to be with Him forever. We need to respond to the fact that He's in control and stop attributing life to random chance. Number three, beware of superstitions. You know, I was talking in the poem about the rabbit's foot, the four-leaf clover, all of those kind of things. You know, we have religious superstitions as well. If you're a Catholic, it's this idea of crossing yourself whenever something happens. If you're a Catholic, I suppose this would also apply, but if you're not a Catholic, the whole idea of when you say a prayer using the King James language, as if the these and the thous are somehow a holy language, when in fact Jesus never used the word thee or thou. And lastly, you know, this idea of praying with your eyes closed, I think sometimes that's very appropriate because it helps you to concentrate, but sometimes it's impossible if you're like driving down the road. That's just a superstition. We need to be careful with those superstitions. All right, page two. A wonderful thing happened on our way to heaven. Today's reading is entitled All Tucked In, and it has to do with a wardrobe malfunction. Well, let's just get into it. You'll see what I'm talking about. All Tucked In. It was Sunday morning, the first day of a meeting in Indiana. During the song service, Cindy whispered to me that our five-year-old Gabriel needed to go to the restroom. Since there were several minutes before I would be introduced to speak, I volunteered to take him. We both took advantage of the visit to the restroom, then returned to our seats. Several minutes later, I was ushered onto the stage. In keeping with the traditionally correct standards of most churches, it has always been my custom to wear a suit jacket on Sunday morning, and for at least the first 30 seconds or so within the sermon, I like to take it off as early as possible. After that, I discard the thing like it was yesterday's newspaper. Note, I would do the same thing with my tie if I thought I could get away with it. I mean, come on. When a tradition loses all its practical value, serves no other purpose than decoration, and keeps a man from swallowing or breathing correctly while trying to deliver the Lord's message, well, I think it's time to lose that tradition. What do you say? Back to the story. There I was, the visiting minister, about to launch into a 7-part series entitled Storming the Gates of Hell. Things were fixing to heat up, and I didn't need a suit jacket in the middle of July while talking about hell to keep me focused on the topic. Not wanting to lose attention or any of the precious time allotted to me, I yanked the jacket from my back, tossed it towards a chair, and introduced myself all at the same time. Midway through this multitasking introduction, I felt a discomfort around my midsection. Maintaining good eye contact with the audience, I reached down behind the pulpit and attempted to adjust my shirt and pants. Still rambling on 100 miles an hour, I sensed that my shirt was tucked in improperly. Or maybe I should just say it wasn't tucked in at all. This will never do, I thought to myself. We're about to storm the gates of hell, and my untucked shirt will most certainly hamper this military campaign. Reaching down with the other hand, I attempted to retuck my shirt without drawing too much attention to what I was doing behind the pulpit. After seconds later, it became painfully obvious that not only my hands, but also both of my eyes were going to be needed in order to complete this delicate retuck maneuver. I cast a quick glance toward my midsection, hoping not to linger there for too long. Unfortunately, what I discovered was going to require more than a glance to make it right. Evidently, while tucking and zipping up Gabriel in the restroom earlier, I was in such a hurry to get back to the auditorium that I not only tucked my dress shirt into my pants, I also tucked it quite securely into my boxer shorts. And it was not just in front, mind you. I tucked the shirt in real good all the way around. Now I want you to put yourself in my situation. Have you ever tried to redress yourself while standing in front of an entire auditorium filled with people who are expecting to raise the roof with triumphant sermons about storming the gates of hell? The word awkward just doesn't seem adequate to fully describe all the emotions that I was feeling at that moment. I've never been one to hide behind a pulpit, but that day I was ducking for cover. Aren't you thankful that an effective assault on the gates of hell is more dependent upon the skill and the might of the commander-in-chief than it is upon his troops? Even with all our good intentions, all our well-planned strategies, getting dressed for battle is too much for us to accomplish on our own. The battle belongs to the Lord. Perhaps we can help best by minimizing the distractions that we create for him. 2 Corinthians 10, 2-4, as we prayed previously read, I beg you that when I come to you, I may not have to be as bold as I expect to be towards some people who think that we live by the standards of this world. For though we live in the world, we do not wage war as the world does. The weapons we fight with are not the weapons of this world. On the contrary, God bless the Father in heaven. I'm so thankful for this next line. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. If it was up to me to storm the gates of hell, I'm afraid I'd do it half-dressed. But thankfully, the Father of Heaven is in charge. God is good. Well, page 3, the wrap-up. Remember, the quality of your day is directly connected to the depth of your relationship with the Lord. My Father has it covered. He sends all that I need. I'm swimming in His blessing. Am I lucky? No, indeed. This day, I pray that you will focus on the divine power of God. Depend upon Him and allow Him to guide your day. Because as a child of His, He's got great intent for you. Do you enjoy the Sunday Day Devos? Would you like to support this effort? If you are interested in supporting our family ministry, please be sure to send your email address along with your next contribution. Contributions can be made online at sunnychiles.com, or they can be mailed to Sunny Chiles and Family Ministries, P.O. Box 682, Paragould, Arkansas 72451. And by the way, you spell Paragould, P-A-R-A-G-O-U-L-D. Until next time, remember, the most important question in life is this: what on earth are you doing for heaven's sake? Be there, Matthew 16:26.